Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Most of us think that business and workplaces are going to be forever changed by the pandemic. How all these changes will play out is still a little bit uncertain. But from New Zealand, there's one idea that's been floated that may be one of the most significant changes to work and workplaces if it ever comes to pass. And it's this, the four-day work week. It's certainly not a new concept. Some organizations have experimented with four-day work weeks on a permanent basis, and other organizations and companies have talked about moving to a four-day work week, but feel like they can't due to lost productivity and increased costs. But in New Zealand, the Prime Minister there, Jacinda Ardern, suggested that the country should consider moving to a four-day work week after the pandemic subsides in order to encourage domestic tourism as it looks beyond the pandemic. The Prime Minister said that the decision to move to a four-day work week, of course, sits between employers and employees, but she said that shortening the work week could ultimately boost productivity and help stimulate the country's economy. And she really wants to encourage organizations to think about it, to think about if it's something that would work in their workplace, because she believes it would help her country's economy. And even prior to the pandemic, the idea of the four-day work week has been gaining more traction in more liberal or social democratic places across Europe and the other English-speaking countries. In Finland, their prime minister has spoken about shortening the work days or hours per year as a long-term goal for her country and for her party. And the Labour Party in UK was proposing a four-day work week as well before they lost in the last set of elections. The main idea of the four-day work week, of course, is giving people extra time to do things like traveling, visit restaurants, stimulate the economy in terms of leisure, hospitality, etc., especially when many countries, like New Zealand, are still requiring lengthy quarantines or even banning foreign visitation at this time. It will be interesting to see whether or not some companies, or maybe many companies in New Zealand, take up this proposal and experiment with four-day work weeks longer term. Observers of the workplace like myself have been hoping that we'd see experimentation of this type on a mass basis. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.